We're to seek holiness on a daily basis. And that's what our pastor keeps saying also, is daily, 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 that manna from heaven. And the only way we're going to have that faith is by placing that word within us. And it's not a head knowledge. It has to be embedded in your heart. You have to know the word. And I know that each of us are instructed to do this over and over again. And sometimes even those that are mature tend to launch out into the day and forget to spend that time with the Lord. But we cannot afford not to spend time with the Lord in these last days. The message that I have, it just really ties into this daily walk with the Lord and why we need the presence and the power on a daily basis. You cannot be a victorious Christian, a matured Christian, and not have the Holy Spirit in your life. You have to have the Holy Spirit and His presence in your life on a daily basis, watering the seed that was placed within you of that salvation. I mean, we can be walking with the Lord 5, 10, 15 years and still be 1 or 2 years old. But I know this church continuously is seeking after the things of God and desiring to go in deeper and deeper, or else you probably wouldn't be here. You'd probably be at a church that's giving milk on a regular basis, but that doesn't even satisfy for very long. I can't give Carson and Victoria a bottle when they're 10 years old. I mean, you cannot give a baby a pacifier to pacify them, just to appease them for a little bit because they're whining and crying because they didn't get their way about something. It's not always about our will. It's about the Lord's will in our lives. And I can say from my own experience, walking in His peace, there is no substitute. There's just absolutely no substitute for having that quiet, deep inner assurance of His word in your life and trusting in Him no matter what may come against you. Because when the enemy, and we all have a very real enemy, and it's three things, it's self, it's the world, and it's Satan. And it's not always Satan that comes calling on your door to prevent you from going into maturity and perfection with the Lord. It's a lot of times self. But we can blame the devil because it's easier to do that because we don't take accountability for our own actions or what He's placing on our lives for how He's attempting to lead and direct us by the Holy Spirit. But one thing that's really worked for me, and this is something that our pastor shared with us recently, and it doesn't have to be a religious thing, but it's receiving communion with the Lord. Just breaking the elements and going first thing in the morning and offering yourself up as a living sacrifice. Because Galatians 2:20 says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live is by faith in the Son of God who gave Himself for me. So dying daily, it's painful because the flesh wants to scream out and fight and resist with everything that's within it. But when you're yielded, you're not this heart of stone. You're a heart of flesh that the Lord can massage and soften and tenderize and allow you to be who He's calling you to be. And when you go out, I know when I was in the marketplace, for a period of 10 years before the Lord separated me from that. But that was, I gave my heart to the Lord 15 years ago. And from that moment, I mean, there was obviously that seed of hope that was placed within me because I knew that I was in darkness. I knew that I was delivered from a life of my own way and doing my own thing and pursuing things that are so vain that there just wasn't any real significance in my life. And each of us had that turning point in our lives. And when I was in the marketplace, what I was doing was sales. And the Lord caused me to be who He created me to be in those business matters, because many of you are still in business either for yourself or you have an employer. And as you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, there's such an outpouring of His blessings on your life because He would lead me to people, and by being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, those relationships would be established and secured. And many of them I've known 5, 7, 8, 9 years just by virtue of the Holy Spirit leading me to those specific people and making those specific calls, because it's a means to bring an income into your home, and all of us are still in this world. But when you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you can be that light And as our brother was saying, on a daily basis, allowing that light to shine through you, because that's what sets us apart. And even when you share your faith, it's knowing when to share your faith, not allowing pearls to be cast before swine, because they don't understand. They'll trample over it and trample over you in the process. And by even introducing Christ to people, you have to really be sensitive to that person and know what it is that they need at that time. And you can only do that by being led by the Holy Spirit. Even in your in every relationship, the timing of bringing up an issue in your family, whether with your spouse or with your children or with a friend, it needs to be by the Holy Spirit, because you can try to force an issue and try to heal a situation, or you can wait on the Lord and allow Him to bring that healing in that relationship or in that marriage. He wants us to live victoriously and touch the world with the Word. And if we don't know the Word is Jesus. The Word can be found here. And some of us may need to blow it off and pull it out once in a while. But like Joe was saying, it's not a dying a couple of times a year. Okay, I'm ready to die because I'm so miserable without you. I mean, it's dying daily, because we get stripped of self, reliance. We get stripped of self-centeredness. We get stripped of fears. We get stripped of the things of the world. And the life that we've lived, nobody has been immune to pain. Everyone has suffered from being exposed to the things of the world, whether it's from television, whether it's from the newspaper, whether it's from the internet, whether it's growing up and you've seen and been exposed to, whether television, which shows murders, I mean, you see it in the newspapers, rejection, betrayal, pain of all kinds. But you don't have to dwell on those things of the world. When you focus and dwell on something, that is what you become. And when you look on the world and the condition of the world and the darkness that's overcoming the world, from this marriage, the erosion of marriage, the children, Satan is so attacking this generation. And I believe that it is the last days. I believe that our children are going to be a part of the greatest revival. We will be a part of it. We will see it. And because of that, there's such an urgency for us to know the Word and be so sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, because He'll show us things to come. He will lead you when you don't know where you're going. And even something so simple, I mean, this is just, you know, how personal the Lord can be. You could be going to a mall and you don't know where you're going. You don't know which store you need to go to make this exchange, because it's just, you say, Lord, I don't know where I'm going, but you do. And you drive right into the place where you need to go, and your children are tired and they're exhausted and you've got to exchange something. But I mean, it's just the easiest and the most simple of things that the Lord does, and showing you how He's speaking to you on a continuous basis. But we just need to tune in, because sometimes we're in a different frequency. We're not tuning into the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to be heard in our lives. But we have to seek Him every day. Every day we have to go into that deep and precious place with the Lord, into His presence, because there's no place to be than abiding in His presence. And it's not something you go in for a little bit, go out, go in, go out, even though you can. But this abiding place of peace that He wants us to walk in, to be able to deliver the Word, to be able to deliver what's inside of us. Because when we lift up our shield of faith, when Satan comes knocking at your door, the thief, the one who's come to destroy, the one who's come to steal from you, is your shield made of aluminum? Is he just going to whip right through that so easily? Or is it made of steel, where it's impenetrable because of the Word that you place before you and within your heart, and that you're meditating on day and night, day and night? And it's a choice that we make on a daily basis, is moving into that quiet place. And even if he doesn't come immediately, because that's really our stating in ourselves, if he doesn't come immediately, it's almost a form of complaining. Well, you know, God, you're not on my timetable. Oh, I got to go. I mean, but if you sit there, what he's trying to teach us is patience. It's our pursuit of him. How much do we really long for him? But when you experience his presence and you sit there and you're just bathed by the Holy Spirit, there's nothing in this world that can give you the same experience with the Lord. There's nothing that can satisfy like the Lord and spending that time with Him. So much can be accomplished within that time, whatever time that you give Him, than anything else. I mean, so many people say, I don't have time. I can't fit it in my schedule. You don't understand. I've got little ones. I've got toddlers. I've got a job that's so demanding. I've got a mother. I've got a dad that's sick. I've got this and that, and I've got to go to work. And, you know, there's just such a hurriedness that you step into. There's such an anxiousness because you don't set the tone for the day by spending that time with the Holy Spirit. And if you're not doing the communion, I would highly recommend doing it, because it's just such a special time of intimacy with the Lord and singing songs. I mean, it's so amazing because the Lord just, He'll wake me up, and I know many of you also, with songs of deliverance in my heart, just songs of worship in my heart and just songs of joy in my heart, that the first thing that's on my mind is the Lord. It's the Holy Spirit, and inviting Him to work in my life that day. There's just so much that's ready and waiting to pounce on you and try to distract you and pull you away from that precious time with the Lord. But that daily manna, the victories of yesterday don't apply today. You have to have victories today and every day. You can't rely on what He did for you 2 months ago. They're just that. They're in the past. But you have to live a victorious life, and that means not being preoccupied with self, and I'm the victim, and poor me, and oh, look what Satan did in my life again. Oh, I'm such a failure. I missed it. And, you know, it's such a need that we have in renewing the mind. And what I so am thrilled by also is the Psalms. The Psalms minister so greatly to me, and I just love Psalm 139, and there's just so many of these Psalms. I mean, it's so hard to try to express what's in your heart, but when you pick up the Word, it's just so much more magnified because of the depth that it can take you and the heights that the Word can take you. And I'm just going to go ahead and read it, because this is really what each of us needs to do every day, is examine our hearts and the temptations of the flesh and any carnal nature that is within us that Satan may be able to still get a hook into, because we have to so know our hearts, because our hearts can be wicked sometimes. We deceive ourselves, and we're blinded to the truth because self is on the throne. But daily we have to put Christ on the throne, to make that decision to daily put Him on the throne. The Psalm 139 says, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest me my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all of my ways. And that's past, present, and future, with all of my ways. He knows you better than anybody. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit? Or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. Again, these are decisions that we have to make, decisions to go into a place of hell, because you have a very real enemy who wants to bring you into that place of hell. And that could be through fear, that could be through torment, that could be through poverty, that could be through lack. But what is needn't be if you allow your mind to be renewed daily and your heart to be conformed, your will to be conformed to the Lord. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. We must examine our heart on a daily basis. We must ask the Holy Spirit to shed light on those areas within our lives. And it takes strength and courage to be willing to confront those areas, because pride wants to say, oh, there's nothing in me. But that means there's self-righteousness there. I mean, there's pride. There's a blindness over your eyes. But this nation is so accustomed to being so blessed and so self-indulgent and so excessive that we're really in a crisis when it comes to our health, our bodies, our minds, our emotions. There's such a sickness across this nation. Some of it is through our own ignorance and not taking care of our bodies. Diabetes and different kind of sicknesses plague our body because of the things that we don't eat. We're not taking good care of ourselves. And I mean, it's really very simple. I mean, the Lord has laid it out in His Word, and also we have so many people that are sharing us, especially today. The body needs to get so fit physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, in every way. We need to get fit and so strong for this marathon that's before us. So prepared to go the full distance with the Lord. And the sickness that takes place in our emotions, often people would turn to food as a result of that being a source of comfort. And I knew that for many years myself when I was a teenager and in my early 20s. But that's also what brought me to the Lord and to His saving grace, is knowing that only He can give us that comfort. And the secret sins that we harbor in our hearts, those make us sick. It's going to manifest somehow, whether through worry, you can have ulcers, whether through overeating, whether through indulging your flesh through the eyes, whether through slipping into a page on the internet. I mean, these things are bombarded, I mean, in your face. And even there are times when, if you've ever been on the internet, you were going through doing a research on something will blast in your face that wasn't intended to be there. And then when you try to close it, it doesn't close on you. And these images just flash before you. And I don't know if any of you have experienced it. And I know many of the children, the teenagers today, are being exposed to that filth because it's a defilement to their eyes. It's something that is stripped away. It's an innocence that's stripped away because you have to ask the Holy Spirit to cleanse your mind and remove any images of that and any memories of that, because it's just so subtle and so seductive how the enemy is going to work in your life. And when you're around somebody that causes you to be weak in the flesh, whether it's in a relationship, it's likened unto one going back to that their vomit, because you've walked away from so many of the sins of your past. But if you're not walking in it, are very close to the Holy Spirit, you're not going to have the strength to resist the enemy in these areas in your life. That's why the Lord is just quickening it in us. He's so full of love. He's so full of compassion. He's slow to anger. He's so full of great mercy unto us. He cares so much about our walk with Him. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. He's not the kind of God that wants to breathe down His wrath upon you. He wants to, with His mercy, bring you into that holy place. We are a peculiar people. We've been set apart for such a time as this. The temptations of the flesh, the expectation for us is that it'd be quick and easy and effortless for us to just not have to go through a time of making that decision to walk away from those things, whatever it is that the weakness is in your own life. But again, it takes the ability for you, the desire for you, to be willing to look at those things and ask the Holy Spirit to show you. I mean, we're such fast food junkies. I mean, we want such instant gratification in our lives. We want everything now. But sometimes when you have a stronghold in your life, you cannot wean yourself off a stronghold. You've got to break the cycle. You've got to break those shackles. You've got to break it and decide with your will and with the power of the Holy Spirit to help you break that. Whatever that cycle is that's in your life, it's not something that you, I mean, even cigarettes, smoking, I mean, people smoke for years and years and years, but it has to be a decision in their will that the Holy Spirit will reinforce for you to break that addiction, sexual addictions, food addictions. There's so many types of strongholds that the Lord wants to deliver us from, and He wants us to be such strong Christians in this last day and be able to be able to minister effectively. James 1:14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed Then when lust hath conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. It brings forth death. We have to examine what our hearts are saying to us, because the Lord, He cares so much about our heart and giving our hearts to Him on a daily basis. 2 Corinthians 10:3 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations," and imaginations, vain imaginations that take on every form, shape. I mean, Satan knows full well what your past family has dabbled in, what they've been exposed to, how curses have been passed down from generation to generation. I mean, there are families where the father is just a workaholic and is absent from the family, where the mother's the one that's raising the children, and there's an imbalance in divine order, not only in the families, but with the children. This is the generation that we're raising up. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We can know the Lord, or we can know the Lord. We can know the Word with the head knowledge, or we can know the Word with the heart knowledge. He's so much more interested in allowing the Holy Spirit to saturate that Word within us. We need to always be prepared in season and out to give a witness for why we believe what we believe. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Make sure to seek the Lord every day. And in your seeking, be sure to ask for the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. The words of Zechariah, "Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord." And the Lord, He's so gentle and so loving and so wooing. We just need to be sensitive to Him, because that's how we're going to be the most effective we can be as Christians, walking in that walk of victory. We need to seek Him. We need to seek His feet. That's where we begin, is at His feet, bowing low before His mighty and awesome presence. And you know, the thing that's so amazing, we've never really experienced a monarchy here in the United States. We have a democracy, so we're very foreign to the kingship of other nations, like Britain and Scotland and Spain. And what they do when the king comes in, there's so much honor. They stand, they arise, they bow down low before the king. But even so, how much more the King of Kings and the Lord of Glories, to give Him that esteem and honor of reverence. Every morning, every day. You may all already be doing this, and I would just be thrilled to see a show of hands. But I won't do that to you, because it's between you and the Lord. But it's only going to enrich your life that much more with being led by the Holy Spirit. You seek His feet. You start off seeking His feet. You bow down low before Him, not His hand. A lot of people say, I need. You know, bless me in my work. Give me. I need money. I need to pay for my car insurance. I need to pay for my rent. I need electric bills paid. I need food. He knows all those things. But you don't seek after the one that is going to give to you, because He will provide for you. His word says He will provide for you. But you seek after His feet. And what happens? You begin to arise where you can behold Him face to face, where you are unashamed, because He strips away those needs that you have. Because every need that you have, He longs to fulfill. But it's going to be fulfilled in the Word of God. One of the things that's been so powerful, and I know many of you have used and exercised this tool, when you go through a crisis, when Satan comes knocking at your door and he's seeking to bring destruction to your home and to a loved one, or to bring fear into your lives, page 19 has been just so close to my heart. It's about peace. And speaking that peace, I have great peace because I love the Word, and nothing shall offend me. I mean, peace, that's such a priceless gift of God. I mean, the fruit of the Spirit, and allowing that tree of righteousness to so grow within you. And with what we had heard about our baby, several weeks ago, he's given us such supernatural peace, such supernatural joy, and the healing, the health and healing scriptures have become so close to my heart because that's what I believed that we needed at that time. But I believe the Lord has delivered that to this baby. So now I don't keep asking and asking and asking. I say, thank you, Lord. I say, thank you, Lord, with the full assurance of what His word is for this baby. Why wouldn't He give to this baby what this baby needs? It's because of seeking Him that I can have that assurance and trusting in Him with every situation that we're confronted with. To everybody, you have a burden, but when you carry that burden, it's very heavy. It is so heavy. It's too much for you to carry. It's not intended for you to carry that. Whatever you have gone through, whether it's divorce, whether it's an abortion, whether it's adultery, the Lord wants to wash us and cleanse us from those things of the past and make us whole. Where no one has been immune to those things. We've all been exposed to it because it's the world that we live in. And through generations, through centuries, these things that are outlined in the Word. I mean, there's nothing that's not in here. Incest, murder from Cain and Abel. I mean, it's all in this Word. But how we respond to that, it could be done out of the flesh, it could be done out of the Spirit. And we choose to be led by the Spirit of the living God. We must lose our self-centeredness, our self-righteousness, self-gratification, self-promotion, self-indulgence, self-gain, self-compromise. We have to be able to step into that presence with the Lord. And it's living water. It's daily water. It's not something that, just like you need drinking water on a daily basis, the water that you drank a week ago is not going to sustain you today. You have to drink that living water on a daily basis. And there's really no special formula to this. It's done the old-fashioned way, and that's by drinking of the Word on a daily basis. We just can't emphasize enough how much we need Him on a daily basis. There's just that steadfast time of seeking Him that He rewards you. He rewards you. He lavishes His love on you. He pours Himself over you, His peace, His love, His joy, His patience, His kindness, His goodness, His faithfulness, self-control. The Word of God says that our Lord defeated Satan in his 40 days of temptation. Could you imagine 40 days of temptation? 40 days. I mean, many of us are tempted for 15 minutes and we give in. 40 days. I mean, that's just our Lord that stood in our place for us. But what did He do? He answered and said, according to Matthew 4:4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God has given us a sword, and we need to exercise it on a daily basis through confessing, because there's such a washing of the water of the Word. He's so quick to come when we confess His Word over our day and over our lives and over the lives of our children and over the lives of our loved ones. There is really almost, it's impossible to live an unshakable, solid, mature Christian life without the Spirit of the living God leading you and guiding you and directing you every day. It is impossible to be free from sin without the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. It's impossible. You can over and over and over again want to change. I need to change. I know I need to change this. And we can't change our spouse. We can only change ourselves. But in our changing, they see a witness in you of what Christ is doing in you. And I had a friend who had shared with me, confided in me recently about her husband. She was really going in deep with the Lord, and he said he didn't like her that way anymore. He goes, well, I don't like you being this way anymore, because she was changing, and she wasn't the person that she was. But after being away from the Lord for a year now, she's so out of God's will and just erratic, and her emotions are just off the chart, and she even went into an adulterous relationship that he doesn't know about. But by being so far removed from the Holy Spirit, being so far removed from the power of His presence, This is how the enemy can work in our lives when we're not accountable. The Lord says, do not forsake the assembling of the brethren. And they walked away because the husband was used by Satan, because his passions weren't as strong as hers. But because he spoke that, she slipped away from the Lord. And now her heart is just broken and contrite, and she knows what she's done, and she wants to come back into such a fellowship with the Lord, and doesn't know even how to begin to restore the marriage. And his faith obviously wasn't as strong as hers, but I believe that if she would have kept on with the Lord, he would have continued to see the change in her heart, because what she grew up with was such a dark background, witchcraft and alcoholism with her mother and father, and just very unstable background. And without the power and the presence of the Lord in her life, she didn't have anything to hold on to, because you cannot hold on to your spouse. You cannot hold on to your children. You cannot hold on to your work. Nothing's going to be able to give you that confidence that you need, that walk of holiness with the Lord, apart from his presence in your life. So I really believe in my heart that it's so important to be accountable one to another, to maintain relationships with people that are stronger than you, that are going to influence you to continue to go on with the Lord no matter what. This marriage, I believe with all my heart, is going to be healed. And I believe both of them want to go back to church, and they've gone from church to church to church, trying to find a place where they belong. But they so desire to have a deeper relationship with the Lord. I know she does, because he's even saying that he doesn't like her the way she is now. So, you know, either way, she wasn't going to be able to satisfy him. But the word is what's going to change and heal that marriage and change both of those parties. And so I was just very honored that she confided her heart to mine. And I know that the Lord, his promises are true. They're going to walk through a greater experience with the Lord, because crises often is a catalyst to bring you back into the arms of Jesus. And the Lord does heal marriages. He does heal, and that's his will. Falling into a place of failure by allowing the enemy to have that kind of place in your life, nobody wins. The children don't win. Nobody wins. But we have to challenge ourselves daily. It says, James 5:15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The Lord says, confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I felt that, in closing, that we would open up these altars and allow the Lord to minister to our hearts and allow ourselves to give him his hearts afresh and anew, and to have him show us if there's anything that's preventing us from having this daily walk with him, and ask for his forgiveness if we're not spending that time with him. And each of us are challenged to know how long are we to spend that time with him. It's not intended to be X amount of hours, and if I don't do it, then God's going to be disappointed in me. It's got to be a heart thing. It's not going to be something that's going to be a motivation of fear. It's going to be a motivation of love. But it's going to transform you into such a person of love as a result of that fear hath no place in your life. So I'm going to ask Ray Lynn to come forward, and that will dim the lights. And I want to speak a prayer over everybody. If you'll just... It's a prayer of deliverance, and this may or may not apply to everybody that's here, but I just ask that you would, by your listening, recognize some of these things that either you've either been exposed to, or that you've participated in, or you want to stand in the gap for somebody. Heavenly Father, and I'm going to speak this over you, but I ask that you would join me in your hearts and in your spirits for this prayer of deliverance. Heavenly Father, I repent of any sins in my life or my ancestors' lives that resulted in a curse. I repent of all disobedience, rebellion, perversion, witchcraft, idolatry, lust, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others, murder, cheating, lying, sorcery, divination, and occult involvement, and ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I take authority over and break any and every curse upon my life in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of poverty, lack, debt, destruction, sickness, death, and vagabond. I break all curses on my marriage, family, children, and relationships. I break curses of rejection, curses of pride, rebellion, lust, hurt, incest, rape, Ahab, Jezebel, fear, insanity, madness, and confusion. I break all curses affecting my finances, my mind, my sexual character, emotions, will, and relationships. I break every hex, jinx, spell, and spoken curse over my life. I break every fetter, shackle, chain, cord, habit, and cycle that is the result of a curse. According to Galatians 3:13, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law by the sacrifice of Jesus. I exercise my faith in the blood of Jesus and loose myself and my descendants from any and every curse. I claim forgiveness through the blood of Jesus for the sins of the fathers. All of my sins have been remitted, and I loose myself from the curse that came as a result of all disobedience and rebellion to the Word of God. I exercise my faith, and I know that confession is made unto salvation according to Romans 10. Therefore I confess that Abraham's blessings are mine. I am not cursed, but blessed. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am blessed coming in and blessed going out, according to Deuteronomy. I am blessed, and what God has blessed cannot be cursed. I command spirits of rejection, hurt, bitterness, unforgiveness, bondage, gluttony, torment, death, destruction, fear, lust, perversion, mind control, witchcraft, poverty, lack, debt, confusion, double-mindedness, sickness, infirmity, pain, divorce, separation, strife, contention, depression, sadness, loneliness, self-pity, self-destruction, self-rejection, anger, wrath, rage, anguish, vagabond, abuse, and addiction, to come out in the name of Jesus. 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 We command you to go back to the pit from which you came, for your assignment is broken over these people and over our children and children's children. In the name and the blood of Jesus, all power and authority has been given to us. And we call upon that anointing, that holy presence of the Lord, to deliver us from all destruction in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for setting us free from every curse and every spirit that has operated in our lives or in the lives of our families as a result of a curse. We invite the Holy Spirit to come now and take full control of our lives. Holy Spirit, we surrender our bodies, our souls, our mind, our will, our emotions, our hearts, and our spirits to you anew, Lord. I'm going to ask the prayer partners to come forward at this time. And for those that are intercessors, if you'd like to come forward and pray and intercede, we're going to open up these altars and invite you to come forward. If there's anything that you need to confess, it says confess your faults to one another. The prayer of faith will heal you. If you want to come forward and pray on behalf of a family member, the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord is present to heal you. We open up these altars to you now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.